Okay. Okay, and the GPS brought me. These are the coordinates. Whoa. My quest for the hottest sauce has landed me here. Yeah, we have Tom Lawrence, so we have to make sure that we bring in the hottest sauce. Okay, let me see. Okay, we have Smokin' Mary, and then we have Inner Beauty Hot Sauce. Okay. All right, we're ready for the tech bar tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar, featuring Powerhouse Ray, featuring Super Cousin Danny, is back with another episode. This week, we brought Tom Lawrence and Brett of Lawrence Systems. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, the tech bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
I'm headed off to drink and make more fire. That was the comment on Kevin Olar's comment from his now famous episode on Tech Bar. What's up, everybody? I'm Powerhouse Ray, joined as always by
Super Cousin Danny. How you guys doing?
and we're here for the Tech Bar. Today is I normally look forward to these Tech Bars. This one, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little hesitant to join. I almost called out sick for the tech bar.
I'm a little heated, if you will.
Oh, we're speaking of fire. Actually, Kelvin's comment was perfect fire for the tech bar. Today we have some amazing guests, one returning guest, and he's brought a friend for his first appearance, I believe. And it should be fun. Dare I say, en fuego?
En fuego, yeah.
En fuego.
Yep.
So, Simon, I think we should just get right to it. Let's bring on our guest because
Yeah.
it's gonna
So
hurt.
we do have this is a friend of the bar, right? Who has been here before. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tom and Brett of Lawrence Technology Services.
Hey, hey,
What's up,
hey,
gentlemen?
what's up, guys?
How you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm glad you guys are scared of us already.
Yes.
I'm already sweating.
I don't know how you do it, man, because Tom, like Danny and I are semi-normal people when it comes to like hot sauce, right?
Right.
Like I have one. This is one actually a buddy of ours, also one of our partners, Tyler Petrucci out of Connecticut, Bridgeport. He'd sent it over to us. He does these out of Carolina Reapers, does it from home, grows them, does everything himself. I already call that one fiery asshole sauce.
Yeah. That one scares
Yes.
me. The unknown scares
Yeah.
me.
Oh, that should scare you. But Tom's an old hand at this, but Brett, you're more a normie like us.
Yeah.
So
So after this is
how do
this,
you
I'm
put
a
up with this
little
shit,
nervous.
man? You're a little nervous.
And one of these times, I will bring one of my staff on who does the concentrate stuff. Like I can't do it. They can.
Right.
I have staff who can go further than I can. They think it's funny when I suffer. So
Yeah. So what you're saying is if I not if when I visit you guys, you got to point them out so I never go near those guys.
Oh, yeah, they're deadly.
Yeah, they do
Deadly.
the extracts, man, and that stuff is next level.
Although
So
the one chip challenge got them.
the one chip challenge, it well he did, yeah. But I think the one chip challenge, the last iteration of it, one, it was terrible tasting, as Jonathan
You
over
guys
at
called it
Ninja.
cardboard, right? On the Ninja
Oh,
event?
yeah,
Yeah.
spicy cardboard. That's a good descriptive. It was
Yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, I don't. I got out of that one. I got out of the Toa Satan one, thankfully. But they did get me with the bamboozled, the beans. And actually, I might bring them to MSP GeekCon since we try to get you out there. And we did the world's hottest chocolate.
That chocolate's no joke.
We got a video of me and I'm bright red.
Oh, no, no. These two set me up, right? So I'm like, I'm taking the chocolate and I'm thinking, okay, take it. You got to chew it. You got to whatever. Or I take it, I put it and I chew it and I handle the first one like I'm good. And Simon will put the link to the original episode we did with Tom, Sean, and Simon and me. And I thought I was good. And so I'm like, oh, I'm down. Let's do a second one, right? And Cass says, yeah, okay, let's do a second one. And I didn't realize this, but Tom was just putting it in the back of his tongue and swallowing it. Like, I'm thinking, I'm going to chew it. I'm a big dog. I got this. I don't blame Tom because can be pure evil. He loves chaos when it comes to this stuff. But I blame Cass because she knew damn well what was going on. Like, she knew the pain I was in for.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So is that why you told me the next day when I tried it, you got to chew it before you swallow it?
That's absolutely why.
Okay. Well,
understand though, it is the best tasting chocolate for about 30 seconds.
Oh, it's so good.
It is. And that's the thing with that's what I'm worried because you guys were describing the mustard one. Like there are some hot sauces for the first few seconds. They're fantastic. You're like, oh, I can put this on everything.
Smokin' Marie's is definitely the one that has this, even the first hit of it doesn't really get you. But it's so good. I love Smokin' Marie's. The flavor is different than anything I think five hot sauces I just last time. None of them, El Yucateca and things like that have that good smoky taste, but Smokin' Marie's brings you to another level. So
I think there was a Gator one that you recommended that I still use to this day. I've bought again and again.
And it's a Florida one, Gator Hammock. So.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Florida, we'll have our usual Florida, not Florida, which we'll call it later on. But so one thing we do, and you know this, your old hat, so you know this is Brett's first time. One thing we do is we give you guys 30 seconds because you are an IT firm. You do MSP consulting. You do all these amazing things on your channel and your videos, and you guys run an IT firm. So we want to give you 30 seconds full screen to tell the world all about Lawrence Technology Systems and the amazing stuff that, I'll be honest, Brett does, and then you just tag along. So.
Yeah. All the stuff that Brett does.
That's about right, right?
Talk about that.
Let me talk about it. Tom here from Lawrence Systems, and that's the intro I give for all my YouTube stuff, so I had to say it. But we are an MSP out of Detroit, but we're a global company. We do consultancy all over the place. We actually engage with a lot of internal IT departments. We help them with projects, do a lot of project work. We also do co-managed IT work. We also work with a lot of MSPs that can't reach out to us. We're very friendly because we're an MSP ourselves. We understand the challenges, but if you have a heavy lift or a project you need a couple extra set of hands with, hey, that's absolutely the type of project we do with other MSPs as well. And most of it does come from my YouTube channel, which is mostly what I'm known for. We're a bunch of network engineers and storage and virtualization nerds. So we're definitely here to help and have some fun. And if you just wanted to follow my channel, check it out, lawrencesystems.com, and there's links to all my socials there.
One of the things we're really trying to do is this community grows, right? And we're trying to make this the best community out there. The MSP community is huge in what it's doing, but we need to be closely knit.
Yeah.
So we're doing the best things for our clients.
Yep. That's why we were always hanging out with Ray and all those people too.
Yeah.
He's always doing something cool.
Ray's not bad.
Yeah. Ray's not bad. He's always doing something cool.
I'm not paying attention.
Squad and everybody else. So
no, that's honestly the best part, like getting to hang out with friends and just do amazingly dumb stuff and, you know, all that fun stuff. So I see we have our chat already going. We have Steven asking, is Tom actually eating chicken this time?
Yep.
Yeah, he's eating chicken. What's up, Mr. Martin here, who Martin has some stuff coming up at MSP GeekCon. I was told he's going to give a 5-hour keynote speech. So he'll come on later and give us a speech.
5-hour keynote.
I'm ready for a 5-hour keynote.
I'm ready for it too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we got some stuff to take care of now that we have that we've gone through, Google Notes, Google Docs is like refreshing and doing all its weird stuff. So we have some points of note that we got to do. We have tech bar rules. We got drinks for the night. What are we doing first, Simon?
And so this is a drinking show, so we're going to be drinking tonight and also eating wings. So, Tom, I kind of just spoiled it a little bit, but what will you be drinking tonight? Why don't you tell us?
It's my Voodoo Ranger IPA. Man, these are good. New Belgium Brewing. Just wonderful beer. 9%. Got to be careful how many you have. So,
there you go. And I know that Ray loves IPA. So
that's, oh, yeah. anything that that is cat piss is a proper description. I'm not an IPA.
I would drink one called Cat Piss IPA in case anyone's thinking of a new brand. So. Cat Piss IPA. Like that.
Well,
then Brett.
Well, me, I've got always Screwball. That's the peanut butter whiskey of
choice. That's a classy mofo. That's what I'm talking about. So, actually, I hear the Screwball's pretty damn good.
It is. You got to try it. There's a lot of pretenders out there.
Screwball's the best one.
Yeah, it truly is.
So, Simon, make that happen, dude. Get a bottle of Screwball order for the office.
Well, I'm always up for it.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah.
All right. And then what will you guys see in San Diego? Danny and Ray, what would you guys be having tonight?
We're going to be having Flag Hill. There you go. Which we've had before, or at least I've had a little bit before. It's a 90 proof batch 15 bottled in 22, barrel batch number 6. These guys are based out of Flag Hill Distillery in New Hampshire. Which is not where you normally think of bourbon from. But actually, I think I liked it because the bottle's mostly gone. So we might be doing a second bottle in a little bit.
Okay, now, we do have some rules at the bar, Brett. I know that Tom has gone through this before. But Brett, this is a bar that has rules. And we want you to help us read the rules that we have at the bar. So if you could help us, it might be difficult because I see that you're...
Oh, my gosh. Here, put them up on that screen. That'd be better. The bartenders are always right. Okay, who's the bartenders?
That is us, the host and the guest host, you guys.
No politics or religion in the bar. Amen, brother. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
If you hear these words, you drink. Oh, gosh, you got a what? I can't even read this, guys.
Namaste, unprecedented, the new norm.
Okay, Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm. Okay, sports are on 24/7. Amen. I got that. I said a religious thing again. Sorry. What happens at the bar stays at the bar. I like it. And if the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
All right, we can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the rules.
That's the rules. There you go. Very good.
And then we also like... for our guest, we like to add an additional word. So we like to come up with the word alongside our guest. So Tom, Brett, do you guys have any suggestions for what should be the drinking word of the day? Something that we mentioned, we'll be taking some drinks.
No, not that word? Come on.
That seems wrong. No.
I bet you we could use it in a sentence at least 10 times tonight.
We probably would, but let's find something a little bit more safe that wouldn't get this channel banned.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to get kicked off of YouTube right away.
Yeah, you don't need a strike for
not immediately.
No. What's another word we use though?
That's pretty. That's a good one.
I do like shitification.
Shitification. There we go.
Yeah, is that one all right?
I like shitification.
Shitification.
Yeah, the other one started was Tartary.
We use that one a lot.
Certification, I'll raise a glass to that. Simon, we have a toast?
Yeah, and we do have a toast for the night. So,
Simon's bringing that up, I want to point out Simon's background. He's actually in his new producer studio, which we were going to put up like nice like backdrops and like sound panels and make it all pretty, but that wouldn't be Simon. Simon's like Simon's room.
I gotta have we wanted to make myself feel at home. So we literally put just a bare wall behind me because
I think it works.
All right. So Brett, why don't you read us the toast and we'll go ahead and get started with the night.
All right. Everybody raise a glass. Here's to a long life and a happy one, a quick death and an easy one, a good man and an honest one, a cold pint and another one.
There we go.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. You should have fired that, Brett. You did a great job.
Here I go again. Yep.
Let's see. Jack wants to know if he has the approval to eat the last dab and work tickets. Yeah, bro, go for it. Yeah, he works the late shift because he's out in Vegas. But yeah, you want to be you want to go boss mode right away? Go for it, dude. No. There's no backing out, man. There's no backing.
No. You've already said it, Jack.
You are set in stone, sir. All right. What should we call it? Simon, do you have a promo you wanted to run before we go on to the next part?
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and run a quick promo, and then we'll dive right into the show. So give me 1 second.
The Tech Bar will be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. I don't mean to brag, but in my 38 years of life, I've had a whopping 38 jobs. Jealous? But whether you had just a handful of jobs or you've been lucky enough to have had 38 jobs, we all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. I bet you're even starting to think about yours right now, aren't you? But I'm not the only one with wild work stories. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
Hey friends, Wes Spencer here. I wanted to invite you to a really amazing workshop, boot camp, you might even call it. Here's some of the things we're going to cover in this course. Some amazing things like why the cyber insurance market is just changing like crazy. We're going to talk about the things you've got to know as an MSP to be successful at this. Not just helping your clients through it, but building new revenue. So we're going to cover about how you can actually enhance this in your QBR processes, along with samples and examples. We're going to actually role play with you. This is February 8th and 9th. Our registrations are getting full. Register. We want to see you there. It's only $699 to join in. Can't wait to see you. Make sure you register as soon as possible. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm jealous of Aaron's 38 jobs. I think I might be a little more jealous of your bromance with Aaron.
You should. We're rivaling you and Tony right now. So
I mean, you've been a guest on 38 to 38. Tony's been a guest on 38 to 38. There's a guy in the chat, I mean, in the green room, I don't want to name names, rhymes with Rat Rocks. It's going to be a guest next month. I don't know, man. I'm a little jealous. Yeah, that guy. Get out of here. Go.
Stop it. Ever since you hired him, he always pops in.
He's like the, whatchamacallit? You remember Mortal Kombat? The
yeah. Right? Can we just call him Matt Squirrel? Because he just like squirrels in.
I'm good with that. All right. So we got stuff going on. Okay. Simon just said something. I have no idea what he just said. Simon, you want to come on and tell us what the hell's going on?
Yeah, so we're going to be diving into a section called The More You Know. So we're going to be talking to Tom about his hobbies. So Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about your hobbies? They told us that you like off-roading or motorcycling. That's something that you like doing.
That's my escape from technology. I grew up on a farm, and so I like being that. I grew up hunting and fishing and things like that. Very 180 from my life right now. But going back to that is me getting on motorcycles. And it's one of those things that it requires a lot of focus because I ride a kind of big motorcycle off-road at high speed, which means you can't be screwing around. It's not a relaxing thing I do. And yes, I absolutely still crash. I've learned that I don't bounce as well at in my 40s as I did when I was younger. But, you know.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
The bounces felt more.
That's yeah.
The recovery time's longer too.
Recovery time's a lot longer, but it's definitely it's a fun hobby. It's there's no way you're stopping to look at your phone on it, other than if I get off to take a selfie that I survived making it somewhere. But yeah, the focus you have to have is nice because it's not about clearing your mind because that's a hard thing for me to do. But if I'm doing something that absolutely doesn't allow me to deviate my focus, my mind becomes clear. So That's part of my joy I have in doing it.
you have, I can't think I've ever heard of you dirt bike riding at all.
No.
You guys know the videos.
No.
So what you're saying is you want to go out riding with Tom?
No. I mean, none of there was very few pictures that were flattering.
I feel you not only want to go dirt biking with Tom, but I feel you've now got this like urge to do something dangerous, like try the first hot wing sauce.
Oh yes. That's good. I'm all for that. So,
all right, Tom, these are your horrible ideas. Which one are we trying first, dude?
I'm going to go Smoke and Marie's first because I've actually had some of the things rolling. So I was kind of like, you know, I need to have a little, I want to spice this up.
But he wouldn't let me try it off camera.
I told him, no, don't. I want to do the reaction on camera.
Because he knows they do this.
Wait, so what's the proper etiquette this? You just
pour I squirted it all over my plate here, and I'm going to dip my chicken in.
Rude is what this is.
I just dip my chicken in. I just,
yeah, that's fine.
That might be too much.
Oh, that's such a bad idea.
Hmm.
Here it is. Like, here, Simon, you're ready to like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one of you guys. Yeah, you can smell it already.
Oh, my God. That is too much.
All right. He's dying to toast with food. I told him no already.
I love this stuff.
All right. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
One, two, three, go. That flavor is
killer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
That's good.
I'm 3 bites in, man.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm looking for general's warning.
Hmm.
Ooh.
There you go.
Before I go again, I'm giving it a second.
Because you know that some of these pick. All right. What are your impressions, Brett?
Actually, that's not bad at all.
It's got a great flavor to it. I'm starting to feel kind of the heat of it, but
that's your third bite in.
It's not bad, but I'm going to try some more just to make sure it doesn't kill me. But
it's not hot. It's not.
It's creeping.
It'll get there. Keep going.
Oh, it'll get there. Oh, this is you setting us up again. Okay.
Yeah, this is the one that I guarantee. Just it's like you can do a few of it, and then. It kind of builds up. And next thing you know, you just kind of stay at a heat level. But it's not insane. I actually wanted you guys to have something that had some flavor here. That's why I chose this.
This is when he told me that at about the 10-minute mark, you're going to request a doctor.
Yeah, because you're
eating
more of it until all of a sudden you're like, okay, I should probably stop eating more of it.
You better save some chicken for the other one, though.
I am.
It has a 10
oh, wow.
minute.
Yeah, like I'm used to some period. Of these are like after a minute, like they kick in. So. Mm-hmm. Tom, so you guys have like this wall of hot sauces and you have a fridge full of hot sauces. Have you ever had anybody, I can't even talk right now. Have you ever had anybody have to go home because of the hot sauces they try at the office?
Yes. Well, they made a new home in the bathroom. They didn't want to risk a drive.
We have two bathrooms, by the way.
Yes.
Oh.
Slow down. I'm starting to feel it.
No, it's coming. I will say, when I took the bite, I got you have the great taste. It does have a great taste right in the beginning, but you feel the smoke in the back. Like if you were near like wood on fire, like that smoky smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to say a drinking word right now.
I know. Acidification.
Acidification. All right. There you go.
Acidification. Oh. Yeah, we have that big wall of hot sauce, and Slagle's come up to our office now, and he's got to witness the wall. And
our special firewall.
Yeah, the firewall.
The firewall. Oh, it's starting.
Told you. I told you no go for that second one.
Woo!
I told you.
It's good, now, though.
You feel it? It takes a few minutes to really warm up.
Yeah. It's starting to hit again.
Yeah.
This is like the third, rendition of it. Holy crap.
Well, actually, we're planning our company trip, so... careful what you ask for.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's good in potatoes, too.
Right on the edge of the tongue. You just keep building.
Gotta give it a second.
Am I turning red yet?
The key is don't get it on your lips, man. If you get it on your lips.
So here's a valid question from Steven. Do you prefer... we're going to skip the misspelling. He's a really genius Linux guy, though. do you prefer cooking the wings and then putting the sauce on or cooking the wings in the sauce?
It depends on my level of variety I'm looking for. A lot of times I'll just cook the wings dry and add the sauce later. But sometimes I want to make just one style sauce and I like it really baked in there, and I'll smoke the wings and then I'll put the sauce on. Smoked wings, though, I just go with red hot. I go simple.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the taste of the flavor is already complex from the smoking. Yep.
Yeah.
So
you smoke it, you let it sit in the red hot and actually just bubble and cook for like a long time till the chicken's like really tender in the red hot. Oh, is it so good?
What about a good dry rub?
Hey, Tom, it's really good then, right? No shitification.
No shitification.
No shitification.
No shitification.
Oof. That's not bad. All right, let's continue with the more, you know, and that gives me time to drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me a second. Okay, I'll go.
Hey, with so the more... Brett.
Yes. So, yes.
Give me a second. What hobbies do you have besides, you know, eating hot chicken wings with Tom? Maybe like you play any instruments or anything?
Usually going off the rails is due to the drinking. I love that this is the first time it's because, oh my God, the heat. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. All right. I'm good. Whew.
Oh my goodness. Instruments. I love guitar, love piano. I sing to my wife in our wedding.
Oh, let's hear a few bars, man.
No, not today. What happened with this in my mouth?
So, you know, that's honestly, like, and I'm not even exaggerating for the show. It's seriously one of my great regrets, so I bathroom sing, right? Shower sing, like most of us do. But I wish I would have sung at my wedding to my wife. Like, that is the one, because I did serenade her all while we were dating, and I still do it to this day. But that was my one regret.
My wife because I didn't serenade her.
Yeah.
If I did, it probably would have ended rather quickly.
That's fair. Yeah. Did you get on stage last week at a karaoke?
No, I did, but it's too late.
What'd you sing?
Always go to, man.
What?
Staying outside.
Okay.
Every time.
Oh, there we go.
Brett, you have a go-to karaoke song?
I like The Thunder Roll by Garth Brooks, man.
There you go. Get a little country going.
Right.
What about Tom?
I'll do other things, but that one just, I like, you know, I like belting it out. And if I tried to belt it out now, I'd probably pass out. So, I actually built my son. So when my son was 10, I got him into playing guitar as well. He actually plays 11 instruments. And when I got at 10 years old, I bought him and I a guitar kit to build ourselves. And we actually ended up building them ourselves in a 10. And he set his up like Eddie Van Halen. So you know how the black and white stripes of Eddie Van Halen's guitar?
Yeah.
He actually copied that exact to the T. And then I built a nice Stingray bass. And then I've got an electric acoustic and an Art Core electric guitar. I have. If I was in my studio, you'd see it behind me.
Nice.
I honestly didn't know that was a thing, like building.
Oh, yeah.
Art. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can build anything. So.
That's true. I mean, all words are made up, right?
Exactly.
Everything is built. Words. Yeah, I did. I built
his whole family. So
the right tools.
His dad.
The right
tools for everything. His brother.
Yeah.
They all build. They're not build. They all play guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my brother's actually doing gigs now and stuff.
Yeah.
Local bars and stuff. Dive bars and just doing work, you know, just himself. It's actually pretty cool.
We should have had him on here so he could sing for a segment while you and I, like, separate bathrooms.
Yeah. There's an issue here. There's only one bathroom.
Yeah, there is. And I'm closer.
I know.
Oh, that's not good at all.
What did you call it? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just a little...
You put a little too much on that piece of chicken, didn't you?
What was that, Brett?
You put a little too much on there, didn't you?
You can see the sweating. You see,
you know, it's funny because the one thing that doesn't change, like I like it. I started doing it while you guys are doing your little roll in the beginning. So I sampled it with some potatoes, and I'm now built up to a good level of I feel good, and the endorphins are kicking in. But I can't stop my nose from running. Like that's some of those things. Like you can get tolerant and build up a capsaicin tolerance to this.
Yeah.
But your nose is like, yeah, I don't care. I don't listen to you.
I'm good. What I get is a sweat behind the ears, and I sweat on my forehead and like on my neck. But I feel good now. Like the heat's gone already.
Is but all body sweat? The
flavor is still there.
Yeah.
The flavor is still there.
On body.
The flavor's still there. I see. That's one of the things I love about hot sauce is that like they take it's just the flavor sits with you more than most other flavors.
Yeah. So, see, this is weird. On my notes here, I'm seeing that someone used to be a wedding photographer.
Oh.
Wedding or boudoir? I mean,
yeah, yes. It's not given here. But actually, yeah. If you don't mind, before whoever answers it, because I don't know who it is, but this could actually be a good future game, Simon and Matt in the background. If we have multiple guests, maybe ask them, and then we try to guess who it was, you know, type of deal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so who was that? You?
Yeah, wow. I did. I called it my side quest for a little while. I always liked art and photography, been mm-hmm. passions of mine, still are. And I had a friend who had a studio, and I started getting more into it. And he says, hey, let's go do a wedding. And I kind of tagged along. And within a year, I was one of the primary photographers. And a year after that, I was training his team of photographers how wow. to do it. Had some stuff that got featured in The Knot and things like that. I mostly shot just through his studio because I didn't want to deal with the business end of it. I just wanted my weekends, like, going out and doing some weddings, which was actually, I think I did for 6 years, 7 years. Wow. It was great. I had a lot of fun. I even had some travel destination ones. People paid mm-hmm. for my trips places to go to their wedding, the resort, and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. It was a fun. And then one day I said, I don't want to do this no more. I did so many, hundreds of them, literally. Every single weekend I was booked somewhere and I said, I want my weekends back. And then I stopped. I just kind of burned out.
He's a great photographer, you guys. He'll show his videos on something or his photography on some of his videos. He takes some phenomenal pictures.
Yeah, I still got some of the photography skills. I just kind of got burned out with the mm-hmm. wedding part of it. Right. The good news is, only a few bad stories with brides. Most of the brides are always amazing. There's a few bridezillas, but most of the part is a photographer. They don't bother you. But there's at least a few of them that were memorable out of them.
So give us your favorite like crazy bride story.
Oh no.
the cocaine girl. So we'll just call her out. The girl doing cocaine. So
oh my God.
She had to be one of the craziest. Like, you know, it's going to be a wedding. They're riding in the car together. I'm at the event already. They're riding in the car together, and they're both late. They're almost like an hour late. Guests are hanging out. We're all like, I don't know if the ceremony's going to happen or not. When they arrive, they're in the car. I go outside. I'm like, hey, cool. They're finally here. And they got a videographer. They got other people. And we're, you know, all the staff, so to speak, the service people, we all hang out together. Matter of fact, we get to know each other because we're always shooting weddings together every weekend. But the guy points out, he goes, oh, they're fighting. I go, really? And I stare in the car, and there's just some screaming going on with the door closed. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great wedding. And then they get out of the car. The yelling continues all the way up till they stop yelling, go down the aisle. She seemed quite perturbed with me. I didn't really understand why. She does the vows. While she's doing the vows, the videographer, because I had to stay the far back, like behind all the guests, churches have rules and stuff like that. The videographer tasks me and points at his camera. I go, what? He goes, she's chewing gum. And I'm like, she's chewing. And I look in and he's got it zoomed in on her face. And she's just chewing gum while he's saying vows, which I thought was hysterical. And later after the wedding, she comes up to me, puts her finger like right in my face and says, you're not Marie. And I'm like, that's correct. And she was just another photographer at the studio. And she goes, I thought Marie was going to be here. And I go, no, my contract has in my copy and your signed signatures has my name on it. Well, I asked for Marie. I go, well, you signed it with me. I don't know when you asked for Marie, but here I am. And then she started yelling at me, to which I ignored her. She wanted me to leave. But I said, well, my contract says I'm here for a few more hours. So she gave me the finger, and anytime I looked at her, she would just double finger me, anything. I took pictures of this because I thought, wow. Became the antagonist.
I would have put that in the album.
You're the antagonist? Come on.
Yeah, because she was so obnoxious. But then she went and did a few bumps of coke in the – she got better after that when she went in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That.
I love how that was such a smooth segue. Yeah, and so then she went and did a few bumps of coke, and that was that. And like you know, it's Tuesday. It's, you know,
well, she was happy. And the reason I found this out, she actually hired a wedding planner, and the wedding planner, when she was angry about something else and went into the bathroom, and the wedding planner followed her in and then came right back out. I was like, did you talk to her? She goes, she's doing lines. And I'm like, oh.
So, never mind. Like, can I have a business card? And she's like,
but this was also like her sixth wedding or fifth, depending on which one of the relatives I asked. So it was, she was memorable. She later was angry about the photos and took me to court. It was the only time I've ever been to court for a wedding. And even at the court, the judge, she even said, I didn't want him there, but he stayed. And he goes, well, then what are you suing him for? Well, I want my money back. He goes, you hired them. He showed up like he was supposed to. He even left, even stayed, even though he wasn't supposed to. And now you want your money back. I don't understand. And she goes, well, I think he should give me my money because I didn't want to be there. She goes, that's your problem, lady. And he was just like, and then she started yelling at the judge. And you know about how that goes, right? So the judge screamed at her a few times, threatened to throw her in contempt. And that was my, out of like a few hundred weddings, it's the only one that a level of that incident. There's all kinds of little things that happened, but none of them were, they were all always really, the big overall picture was all really good.
So we have very hard hitting questions here in the chat. Joseph is very concerned. Did she offer you any?
No. Oh, probably not.
She hates them. I would guess like, no, but you know, the audience wants to know. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. She did not.
No, I think I've told you before, I used to be a professional DJ. So I did lots of weddings. Oh my God, so many weddings. And you see the best sides of people. And by best, I mean absolute sarcasm, absolute worst sides of people sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I've had fights. I've had where like the limo pulls up to the reception and the entire groom's party was like completely wasted with like giant Flanagan's cups. You know how that goes. You know, these,
it's every groomsman.
Every groomsman ever. Yeah. Danny was the drunk groomsman. Danny was leading shots at my wedding. So, which is how he met Brittany. So that's a story for another time. So I've had that. I've had where the bride left the groom at the reception after they just got married and got a divorce immediately after because they got into a fight. That was fun. And I've had where there was the bridesmaid, one of the bridesmaids was in a throuple with the bride and groom. Now they were all in this together. It was like, they were consenting, they were happy, but there was a throuple thing going on. So like they told me over, like when they're having drinks and we're talking about like getting ready for the cake or something. And I see like the groom and the bridesmaid making out and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And like the bride tells me, oh no, that's a thing. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, this wedding just got really interesting. Okay.
Yeah, there's the drunkenness that happens at the reception. Like, because as you know, being a DJ, the photographer doesn't usually stay all the way to the end. We vanish somewhere. And that's where I know the drunken debauchery gets worse because I'm seeing everybody drunk. There's nothing more for me to do. I took her dancing with dad and the family dances. After that, I take a few candids, and at some point my contract expires and I wander home. But I know the debauchery that goes on afterwards. I talk to the DJs all the time, man. They always have the best, like.
Oh, and I was always like, I always treated the photographer and videographers really well. I'm like, look, I know all you're really interested is entrance, father-daughter dance, the groom, the mother dance, the garter, the cake, and a little bit of dancing. You want to get the fuck out. Like, I get it.
Right. Exactly.
Because for the last 3 hours, there's only so much people doing this that you can get. Like, you know,
yeah, at some point it just all looks the same. But it's a fun industry and things like that. You make a lot of friends, you get to hang out with everyone, you swap stories. And I really enjoyed my time doing it. It was definitely a lot of fun.
There's something to be said that we go from one service industry into another service industry. That's IT. Right. Well, you know what I mean? Talk about shitification of your time.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Yes.
I am so jealous. I've heard so many times about peanut butter whiskey, and I always forget until the next person brings it up.
Oh, it's
great. Like this close to sending Simon out during the show to go get it.
Like, yeah. The photography thing too is I did that while I had my business. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to run the business end, and why I always shot for a studio is because I was working, and I would leave early on Fridays with my tech stuff and spend the weekend doing it. So I was working pretty straight 7 days a week. Well, in Michigan, there's very few weddings that go on in the winter. So for the most part, it was a seasonal thing where you cram them all in this, during the summer every single weekend. And then they kind of, and the fall, they start teetering off. And in January, February, there's very few Michigan weddings because it's, well.
I wish it was like that here.
Tom, I actually have a question. Sure. The reason why there's not a lot of weddings during the winter is because in fear of losing the bride.
Because she's in white and the snow is white.
Camouflage.
I get you. Okay.
Also, 3 degrees outside.
It gets a little nipply out there.
Well, that,
no shitification.
Yes.
Nipply might be the next word. We're talking about redoing the words. Simon, what's going on with the voting on the words? We lost Simon.
We are still collecting votes.
Simon's like, I'm setting my hair. Hold on. I got to put my hair real quick. Hold on, hold on.
We are still collecting votes. So we're voting. We're going to be launching a poll on the Tech Bar, which is on February. Our Valentine's special with Cynthia and Jimmy of Quick Pass. We're going to be launching a poll. But right now, you guys can submit your drinking words. And then in the first episode of March, we're going to be selecting, starting off with new drinking words. So make sure you turn in your submissions so we can pick your words.
Somebody turn in the word nipply, please.
Yes, there you go. And Danny's getting called out, giving kudos from Phil for his dad.
Is that kudos? I don't think that's kudos.
I'm the father of a 23 and a 9-year-old. I've seen the eye roll way too many times.
Oh, yeah.
So
I have a fun question because, you see, there's two of us here. Which one of us has more grandkids, me or Brett?
Oh, that's a good question. So I know you have grandkids. For that, baby. I know that for a fact.
What? Yeah.
I know Tom has grandkids.
Yep.
So because we've had that conversation. Tom doesn't look like he should have grandkids, but I know he does.
And I do?
You look like you should.
I'm blaming the hot sauce. I can't talk right now. I'll let Danny decide.
Well, that's easy. It's a river.
No, because I see Brett and Tom at events. So I'm like, I already put my foot in my
mouth. I see them too. I've seen them both. Actually, I think Tom invited me in a Cronus.
Take him off the hook. Take him off the hook.
He does. Yeah. I have none.
He has none. Five.
Yeah, I got five. As of Friday or Wednesday. As of Wednesday, I got five.
If I had grandkids right now, the same really
you're 44. Off. You're like 1 year older than me, right? Or something like that?
No, I'm 47. But
okay, you're a little older than me. But not that much older than me. Not like five grandkids older than me.
You just got to start really young.
Listen, I'm talking to my 23-year-old now. Marissa, no. So,
yeah.
Well, the kids started young.
I knew he had grandkids because we've had the conversation. No. I didn't know it was five.
I'm saying, did you know when you were Marissa's age?
About grandkids?
About kids.
Yes, I knew when I was 23 about kids. Did you have the sex talk at 30? What?
No.
You live a sheltered life, my friend.
Yeah. Listen, I think we need to take the episode now and talk about the birds and the bees for Danny.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened?
The hot sauce.
Hold on.
When did the stork actually arrive?
What was that, Brett?
I'm going to go get the cue cards for that.
Do you have a cue card with the birds and the bees flying around?
I prefer the 3D picture book. That would probably be better.
All right. But Tom, how much more fun are grandkids than kids? I love my kids.
I can't remember their names, but I realized why my grandpa gave them all names.
Oh, my. That is not a lie.
I don't
know. Wow. Are any of them namaste? Would you know if they're...
I the last one, because...
The
last one, we're just calling number five. Because they said the name. I immediately stared and said, okay, so number five. I'm going to call this one number five. I called one of them... I'm forgetting their nicknames. Vanilla is what I call one of them.
Do they need name tags?
I just yell things like off my couch and quit climbing on the table and don't put that in your mouth and I'm going to hide in my studio.
Ray, can we send Tom like those stacks of hello, my name is, just so he
knows. Yeah, we got you.
Grandkids can wear them. Hello, Grandpa, my name is.
There you go.
My wife says, I have no idea why they like you. You're just always telling them not to do something. I'm like, I know, and they seem to love me, and I just run and hide.
That is funny.
That is phenomenal.
Well, cheers to your DNA.
Your propagation throughout the planet. Yeah. Congrats, dude.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Something like that.
Dude, and so, okay, so I want to call out your shirt, because I did forget. If I had two brain cells in my head of planning, I would have worn my Groot shirt. But I love that is probably my favorite of all the merch that you have. Like,
you
seriously.
Don't like the strippers one?
I do. I like that. I the wire strippers. I love it. I just that Simon, can you get Tom's store up? The Lawrence Technology System store?
Teespring.
Teespring, yeah.
It's
in the bottom of every one of his videos.
I like Sand to Think one. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's my friend Wendell's.
Which one?
The teaching sand that we shouldn't have taught sand to think or something like that.
Yeah, teaching sand to think was a mistake.
Yeah.
There you go. Actually, you know what? Let's, Simon, why don't you, I know we can do polls. Why don't you figure out how to do polls? And we're going to give away like three of the Lawrence Technology System shirts. Figure out how to do a poll. I know we can. I just put it on Simon.
Click, like, you figure keep it clicking out. The buttons until it happens.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah, the I Am Rude is probably my favorite one.
It's one of my favorites. The Cat 6 and the I Am Rude. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah. That's yeah. So if you want, Simon, will figure out whatever the whatever the the scheme is. All right, what do we got? More questions for More You Know or what?
Yeah, actually, got lightning round.
We got lightning round. Okay. That's my turn. Okay, I got you. I'm gonna start Brett first because you have less grandkids.
All right.
Favorite day of the week.
Favorite day of the week, Wednesday.
Why?
Why? Because you're halfway done, but you've completed half of the shit you had to complete.
See, that, and that's how you know who the hard worker is. My favorite day of the week is the day I stop working. So it's Friday.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? What's your favorite day?
I like Thursdays because I do live streams.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm also doing another live stream on Thursday.
Let me ask your favorite. Okay, so what's your favorite show that you do?
My favorite like show, Tech Bar, definitely. Whenever I'm a guest on Tech Bar,
look at that.
Shitification.
Shitification. I love this guy. No, we've had the conversation because, like, okay, so now you like live streams better than the recorded stuff as far as your experience?
Not really. I like engaging with the people. So I do my Thursday live streams, and because it's winter and I don't go outside ride my motorcycle as much, I've been doing more Saturday and Sunday live streams as well that go for like 3 or 4 hours, which blow my mind that people listen to me for that long. But there's still like 200 people on board, so I'm like, I guess I got to keep talking.
And that's the thing. Like we've had this conversation where, like, you know, my thing is I love recording, and we've had a few shows that we've done together, and, you know, especially the band with the DDoS stuff. And you've been on, actually, I got to talk to you about co-hosting a MSP Dispatch coming up.
Sure.
That's why I love you. You're like, I'll get on camera. Why not?
You want to put me on video? Sure.
Like, I've never done that before. No. So, whatchamacallit, but like, I love the live streams. Like, and I, you know, recording the stuff, like I try to record and I'll take 6 times as long recording because I know if I screw up, I can do it again. Does that happen to you?
Yeah.
I actually, me and a few of my YouTube friends were having a discussion about this exact thing because it's almost amazing how many cuts and edits that you have on things. But then I do a live stream and go right through it. People like, hey, what's the command to do this? And I just type it and throw it out in the chat and everything else. I'm just rattling it off. I'm like, you know, if I were to actually do this as a tutorial, I'd be umming. I'd second guess myself. I'd do another take because I think I could be more concise. Right.
And that's the thing where I'm like, I can do it again. And I have amazing editors like Phil. You do your stuff, right? Yeah. Are you still doing your stuff, or you finally got somebody to edit?
I still do all my own stuff for my Lawrence Technology channel, but our second channel, the Business Technicalities, I have an editor for that. So
actually, we should call that out. So you have the two channels.
Oh, yeah.
You have Business Technicalities with somebody we know, right? Yeah. Okay. The one of the founding co-hosts of Tech Bar.
Yeah, Sean's on the founding.
Sean Lardo. Yeah, man. Dude.
Jason Slagle and Brett, actually, they've been doing more videos lately than anybody else. They've been doing videos every single week.
Yeah.
So, if you look at all the last videos, you'll see it's been Jason and Brett. So.
And we're, you know, I got one to upload tomorrow talking about hiring and the interesting points of how you hire someone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And you have, I see you have Tom Watson there, a good friend.
Yep.
He was a ninja, went to Titan HQ. Now he's doing something else I can't really say out loud, but you'll find out soon. I'm sure you know. I'm just saying everybody else will find out soon.
Don't say it.
No, as soon as his gig was up over at Titan, he actually reached out to me. Me and him talked for like an hour. So, yes.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation. Tom is wonderful. So.
Yeah, and you have Jennifer Bleem there. We're going to be at her event in May or June. I forget what. Simon, correct me. But MSP Sales Revolution.
June 8th.
Yeah, yep. Just before IT Nation Secure. So yeah, we still got to get our conference schedule out so everybody knows where they can join us. If anybody wants to join MSP Sales Revolution in June, Jennifer's providing us a code so we can get you guys tickets. So reach out, let's say Simon at OIT.co, and we'll take care of you. So, all right, Brett, I'm asking you right as you put food in your mouth. It's like that look of like, oh, fuck.
I knew it was going to happen when I lifted my fork.
So, all right. So do you have a favorite? Because I imagine you watch at least some of the content that that Tom does. Do you have a favorite show?
Do I have a favorite show? Oh, man.
Or is it BTS because it's you? So.
No. I suck. But
amen to that.
But no, I am. I actually like when Tom does the weekend stuff. I'm not going to be a brown noser and say I love your show. I love your show, but I work for this guy.
I get it.
but I like his weekend shows the best because Thursdays are cool, but I'm busier than crap on Thursdays, right? And I'm trying to get stuff done. Saturdays or Sundays when he does those shows, I can just pop on, listen for a period of time. I actually get to comment and make jokes and stuff. I think I like his weekend live cast better.
So I will say the same. Like, I wake up and I didn't realize he was doing a weekend one until I woke up one day and I'm like, and I get the alert on my phone and I'll sit there and say, make sure you like and subscribe, not only to our channel, but to both of Lawrence Technology Services Systems channels. But I'll say, like, I wake up and I see, Lawrence Technology is online, and I'm like, okay, fuck, I'll go watch that one too. And it's cool because, like, on the weekends, I put it in the background while I'm, like, making breakfast or doing stuff around the house. Mm-hmm. I can pay more attention than, like, during the week when I'm getting tagged on Teams 14,000 times a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, for full disclosure, I'm about 13,200 of those tagged.
That's probably guesstimating low.
That's
You know, what makes those weekend ones fun is there's so many people on there, but they rapid fire questions and I try to rapid answer them because that is a challenge for me. But also the fun I have is, can you throw a weird tech question at me that I won't answer or that is outside of my league that I can't come up with at least some type of answer for? So it makes it kind of fun.
It's cool because, like, you're answering questions like live and it's and you don't have the same structure you have with your normal shows.
Right.
So it's like, it's just whatever comes up. So, like, that makes it even more interesting that they go for so long because people are so engaged. You know what I mean?
It makes it easier for you. You kind of treat it as you're going about your day. You treat it like on the weekend, like a podcast type of deal that you have it playing in the background as you're doing stuff.
You know, I would stretch it a little farther and say it's hanging out with a buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like, and
so you do interact in the chat and
oh yeah, I've definitely interacted in the chat with sure.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta admit, like, the times you've asked me, like, oh, come on the show, and I'm like, I'm in my pajamas, bro. Like,
so what?
And I'm too fucking lazy to get dressed. Like, no.
You know, what I like best about it though is how the questions on weekends lead the show more. I know Tom always has a thought of what he's going to talk about in the show, but the questions that get asked and the way he answers them takes him down other avenues. I love that about the weekend stuff. I think it's a more relaxing time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a different state of mind.
Yeah.
So we have two comments. One is that poster in the background of the Tech Bar Studio, the Bush cover. This is one of the original posters it's a recreation of the original posters from New Hope. I apologize for this. We just put on a new lens that's more widescreen, more wide angle, so you can see this, which you couldn't see before. I'll have that fixed by next tech bar. If you're referring to that is my lovely wife, Michelle, got me a scratch off for 50 of the best bourbons. So as I've tried different ones, I will scratch them off.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
So, which is awesome. I freaking love it.
You got it to you last week, and you're already scratched off halfway.
I you know what? I think she was surprised. She made the comment that I've scratched off probably less than a third so far. For the number of bourbons I have, it's ridiculous. Because there's easily 40 bourbons in this room right now. But to have only scratched off, of course, one of them's Pappy. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, Happy Van Winkle.
But most of them are attainable. Most of them are like normal. They're just really good bourbons. You know what I mean?
Right. You got whistle pig?
Oh, I love Whistle Pig. I have a bottle here somewhere.
Yeah, Whistle Pig's good. I do. My wife got me for Christmas. I've had it before, but
it's actually funny. I actually, you know what it is?
I have the Whistle Pig.
You gotta add Screwball in there.
Drink that.
Screwball. Totally different. But remember, like a couple of weeks back, I texted you because my friend had an actual wine bottle that the wine was casted inside a whiskey.
It was a whiskey cask wine bottle, and that's some of my favorite stuff. When like they have bottles that are like casted. He's calling us out. You see that, right?
No, I just hear no, we have to rate the all one.
All right.
We're gonna go ahead and rate the one hot sauce we tried.
No, let's do it. It's fine.
Actually, it's a mustard beast. I think you're gonna like this.
Let's get some hot sauce going. This is called Inner Beauty Hot Sauce. Simon, do you know anything about this? Is coming out like mud.
Or easy.
Oh boy, this is gonna be so bad.
Oh shit.
Nope. It just flowed out so smoothly.
Is this the worst one, Tom? Is this
one's hotter? I think.
You think?
All right, I think.
How you feeling, Brett? How you feeling about this?
I just hit my vape.
What are you doing, man? You're bathing it?
I'm bathing it. I'm going hardcore. If it's misery, it's only.
Oh my god! Hold on, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Yeah, Phil, hotter? Phil's not even eating this.
No. It smells like mustard. It isn't mustard. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, wow.
The moment I
took flavor, is so good.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god! Oh
yeah! There you go.
Yep.
I love that one.
I like that one better.
That is good.
I like this.
I love mustard, but I actually like the Marie's better.
Do you really? Yeah. I like. No. You know what it is? I like mustard sauces. I don't know what's going on with me this week.
I actually love mustard.
But I had an amazing egg salad sandwich this week with just lettuce, tomato, and bacon. But I had mustard, brown mustard on it. And oh my God, it was so freaking good. This is fantastic.
Vinegar, don't you?
Are you?
You dying? What happened? Where'd he go?
Oh. I'm still here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the actions performed on this show are done by professionals. Make sure you do not do this at home without the supervision of a parent.
The moment it stopped,
This is not hot for me, dude.
No, I know it's coming.
Too much of the shitification in their pants.
It's coming.
Danny, call me out. Do I not have several pairs of clothes here just in case?
You have a freaking laundry mat.
I do.
Oh, my
God. Oh, this is good.
Actually,
these are good sauces I chose here.
All right, that was good. That was good.
Hold on. I'm enjoying this one, dude.
I know it's.
This is actually really good.
Yeah, it is good. All right.
This is one I'm gonna. I would say I'm gonna take home, but I'm actually. You know what? This would make. Have you ever marinated something in this?
That might be too much. It's a pungent. It is pungent, but it's got a good flavor around it. You got to still have the other flavors in it.
I agree with you, Alex. Egg salad with arugula, phenomenal. Yes. Ours? Oh shit! Yeah.
That's not bad. Actually, Tom, I'm surviving.
Yeah.
They hit you though.
Look at, they got us. It's just us.
What happened to the rest of them?
They totally. I think we're taking over the show.
Okay.
So what do we want to talk about today?
Hey, we are having a little bit of technical.
Hold on, you get out of here. We're taking over.
Are you guys IT providers? So can you help out with the whole camera situation? No.
Yeah. Let us. We need to remote in and check it out.
Is it a camera situation or is it a heat situation down there?
Danny had a little, let's say, too much hot sauce situation.
No, it's definitely a camera situation.
Bro!
I just got finished saying I love this.
That is like the worst screenshot ever.
I look fine. It's you that looks pissed off.
Wait, is our audio live?
Our audio is live, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not really me.
Yeah, that's I'm going to go fix this in a second. Double. But honestly, I need a little bit of water first.
No, you don't get
Where'd it go?
Right here.
So, Brad, of the two sauces, which one is your favorite one?
You gonna eat it?
No, I'm just going to here. I'll forget about it later.
I was not going to forget about it. I dropped a piece of chicken and Tom got mad. No. So what are you thinking about the hot sauces?
Because Tom knows that I need to stay away from hot sauce. I cannot.
What?
I don't. Brad, we need a producer on the show and we need someone alive.
Well, I will tell you, these aren't bad. I think
these aren't what we...
The episode you guys did before with Tom, that was dangerous.
Yes.
Right.
This is not bad. You're coming from a guy that can almost barely talk now. I just took a big bite.
You're saying this and you're sweating and struggling to talk.
Am I sweating?
I don't know how valid this is.
Am I sweating?
No.
I'm not. See, I'm doing the hottest chocolate was
way worse.
10 times worse than that.
Oh yeah.
And this actually has flavor to it.
Yep.
I mean, I've had I think more of this one than the other one. I like the other one better though.
Have you tried something called the Devil's Toe?
Yeah,
they have a couple of those at the office.
Yep,
I've never tried that. But our creative director here at MMN actually tried it, and then let me play the video so you can see. I'll play in the background. But that scared me. Like his reaction.
These two here have a good flavor to them. Oh, what do we got going on here?
This is the Devil's Toe. This is Matt Fox, our creative director, trying the Devil's Toe. Have you tried that one, Brett? I didn't catch that.
Unfortunately, yes.
Is that worse?
Oh my God, look at, that was almost my reaction.
Yeah.
I think at one point, my nose actually didn't run, it flowed.
Yeah.
So wouldn't this one be worse? Just because the chocolate, you eat the piece and it goes away. The Devil's Toe, you have to keep licking the lollipop. Wouldn't that make it worse?
Yeah, because it's adding more of that capsaicin in there. So, yep. But this one wasn't bad. I like the Marie's better. I think you would like the Marie's, actually.
That's good.
Has a good.
Is there some wouldn't try flavor. Again, Tom? That you would say, I will never, never, ever try something again.
Look at me.
Oh, is there ones like I shouldn't have again?
Yeah, like one item that you've tried and you've said, okay, this is, I'm never doing this ever.
I gotta admit, the last one chip challenge, one of the big reasons I didn't like it is it just tasted so bad. Yeah. It was definitely hot. Like I was on fire, so that part got me, but it also tasted horrific.
That's the problem with hot sauces is, I mean, are you doing it to kill yourself or are you doing it to actually enjoy some of the flavors? That Marie's has a great flavor, and I'm going to try some. Tom's pouring some more in it.
It really does. It really does.
Marie's has a really good flavor. Here, let me see.
Look at Danny right now.
So, Ray, it all started when Tom made me have hot sauce all those years ago.
Show me where he hurt you. Show me.
It's a more of a physical and mental thing. It was just bad.
I will say the heat kicked in a little bit later. Like I feel it on my lips, but it's
mustard
not,
one.
Yeah, but it's not hot. Like in the sense of like, I can't enjoy it. There were some we did when we did the five that were rough. That were really rough. This is enjoyable. This is something I would do. This is something I would put like on a meat, like as a meat rub. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I was thinking about that. It's because
Well, if you notice our Marie's here, it's kind of hard to see in the camera, but There's only like an eighth of this bottle left. I mean, this is a regular, I use it all the time hot sauce.
Right.
Yeah, but is it like a dipping sauce or do you ever cook with it?
I usually add it. It's an additive sauce. Like I'll add a little to.
Well, Ray said, because the flavor is really good. I think what you could do is get like a mustard based barbecue sauce and then pour a little bit of that in there to give it some heat to then marinate.
Yeah. Seriously, I really love that one. That's no joke. So we have something you don't have. We have, and as spicy as these two are, this one I think is the death you were trying to spare us from the nuclear shitification.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yep.
This is Tap Tech's Dick Fuck Bill's Fuck with Rich Spicy. That is the name of it. I refer to it as fiery asshole sauce.
Oh, you should have sent some to us.
I will ship some to you. I will absolutely bottle some and ship some to you. I would say Tyler will send some to you, but our small group of friends kind of like empties them out. But I will bottle some of mine and ship some to you.
It won't even come out.
Yeah. So I got this. He sends this to me every year. Last year I got one, which I could smell it when I opened the box.
I'd say, you know, it's good.
Oh my God.
Isn't it? Yeah. You want to smell that before you eat it, Danny.
I'm going to just dab a little bit. Hold on. Dab a little bit.
Yeah. What are they calling? What was that, Jack? Last dab?
No.
This one's good. What are you doing?
Smell it. Smell it.
I go first. To finish it off.
See what you're getting into. This is the show we break Danny. Brittany, I'm very sorry. I apologize.
Oh, don't apologize. Do not
you
ever.
Should. I go home to her.
That's my dude. I appreciate it.
Are we doing this? Are we doing this?
This one I'm going light on. I say light. I'm going heavy.
One, I hope not.
Two, three.
Oh, you guys are doing
motherfucker.
It. Motherfucker. Instantaneous?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's coming.
No, it's already here.
Tyler, I love you. You're one of my favorite people. Also, fuck you. Oh, my God.
I mean.
So, he makes the sauce every year. I put on my eggs. I love that shit.
Now, this is completely mild. I should have recommended this one. I don't think it was in my last recommendation. Did I recommend the pepper plant last time?
No.
The pepper plant, garlic, buy it on Amazon. We've literally bought it at the office. We got so addicted to it, we started buying gallon jugs of it. We literally went through that much.
Wow.
This stuff's insane. It's not hot.
Yeah, there was one.
I will tell you, it's some of the best flavor you'll have in a sauce. Like, there's no sauce that quite compares to pepper plant.
Try that one. Hold on.
Hey, go ahead.
There was one you sent me. Wow, that's awesome.
Ooh. I like that one.
Isn't it good?
Like, there was one. Alex says, I'll pray for you tonight, Brittany. There was one we did on the last one with the five of them. It was Carolina something that was more sweet than hot. And I still use that to this day, too. That's for like eggs and stuff, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
This isn't hot at all.
No, that's not hot.
Tyler, I hate you. Tyler, you suck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just took a shot of ranch.
I feel like
did you really?
I'm not.
All right, let me ask you guys. We'll start Brett first. Ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch. I hate blue cheese. Cheese should not ever be blue. I'm sorry.
That's a bad thing. Not even on a steak?
What?
Not even on a steak? Like
no
blue cheese crumble. Oh. Tom, talk
cheese,
about
doesn't, cheese doesn't go on steaks. I'm throwing out there.
Yeah, cheese doesn't go on steaks, but blue cheese, it's like, so I won't.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had technical difficulties.
No, we didn't. I won't go on the mushroom kick, but blue cheese, it's
see.
I'm just going to say.
So mushrooms, blue cheese is why I'm vegan. There you go, Jack, my dude. So Ashley in the chat actually loves hunting for mushrooms. Like, she's an absolute fanatic for mushrooms.
Special mushrooms? I mean, I've heard their special mushrooms make you do nice things, but real ones I just don't touch.
See, I will tell you, let me see how to say this without getting canceled. Because we do a lot of corporate events. So when I was younger, I worked for the Miami Police Department for 10 years, 10 years in a day before I retired. And I was a Boy Scout before that and, you know, reader in church and choir and all that shit. So I did not have the opportunity to test any special mushrooms or anything of that variety.
Until
I'm enjoying my 40s. That's all I'm saying.
You gotta make that stuff legal, man.
And if you're a corporate sponsor, Cronus and Cisco and others that have had us on before, everything I'm saying is completely hypothetical. Yes, Corey Eberle, We are going to be at Ride a Boom. I will be there. Why? Simon will be there. Alex.
You going?
Looking for a beer.
I forgot who the other one is.
Jack.
Going where?
Ride a Boom.
No.
Yeah.
I can't go to Ride a Boom. I can't go to Ride a Boom.
What happened? You're going?
I can't go to Ride a Boom because I have, so that's the beginning time of my son's baseball season for, he's a baseball player for a Division I college.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. What college?
Eastern Michigan University.
Okay.
And so he's a pitcher. And so I travel the first 4 weekends because, of course, it's cold enough. And there it is. It's
nice.
Cold here. He's a lot older. He's 21. Actually, he turns 21 on Sunday.
Damn, dude. Nice.
Hey, yeah. Google Nick Chittum, Simon. Nick Chittum, and you'll find one of his pitchers.
Is he relief or a starter?
He's a starter. And, you know, drafted out of high school, went to college instead. There he is. Oh, hold on, you messed it up. There we go.
How fast?
Oh, you got the long curly hair and everything. Damn. I love it, dude.
Well, like, he's cut that off since, but he was throwing 94, 95 out of high school.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, that's some heat. That's like, if I had to compare, that's this level of heat right here. Yeah. Right. Oh my god! So that one's hurting like on the soft membranes on the sides of my mouth, like here.
The mustard or the new one you just did?
This one. So this is Carolina Reapers.
Satan's ass.
I'm sorry.
It's so bad.
It is rough. Are you okay, Tyler? Man? I say this again. I love you and I hate you, bro.
You probably like
Tyler. This. I don't know if he's here, because if he's here,
no, he's not. Tyler's not here.
No, okay.
So Corey says he has a suite. Just say, what the fuck, dude?
What?
So I think he's saying we're doing Tech Bar at Corey's suite. Corey, cool. The very first guest, him and Dave, very first guest we ever had on Tech Bar. Mm-hmm. And that turned into a 6-hour debacle.
And I had a little back and forth today.
Did you?
Yeah. He submitted a report request.
Oh, I thought it was something important. I thought it was like talking shit. Good lord. All right.
I did start it off with namaste.
All right. Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste, gentlemen.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were frozen. I thought they were frozen. Like, Dom is like not moving at all.
Can I get some more ice, please?
More ice.
Oh, all right. You good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we're moving on to Horse Soldier because we're out of Flyhill. All right, Brett, Tom, let me start with you first. Pineapples on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Get the fuck out, Brett.
Yes.
I love you guys.
My wife refuses to do it. I love it.
Yep. Oh, I am so disappointed in the both of you.
Guys, tell me. It's the
and
salty sweet.
And I consider you
sweet.
Both friends,
it's
but
it's the salty
fuck,
sweet.
Man.
That's what makes it good.
It is. You don't, Ray, you don't know what you're missing with that.
I've had it.
You have no idea.
I've had it, and it's wrong. Such a bad. Oh, it's so.
You did it wrong, Ray.
Man, it's a salty sweet. That's what I'm gonna get. Do you like anything that's salty sweet?
Of course.
Yeah.
You want it's me to not... call out the list of things I have?
Well, just one thing. Bueno, you know I've been drinking. I'm doing a little Spanglish in here.
You good? You good?
Bueno.
Swiper, no swipey. Well, this is going to be an episode of Dora or something.
Oh my God. Dora the Explorer. I remember that.
Yeah. So we're going to put Simon in a backpack. Simon also showcases his boots on the weekend for kids' parties.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, we don't pay him that poorly. I mean, he gets at least 4 shekels or a week, you know, at least.
We pay him in powdered milk.
Right. I'm hoping to get to one of these questions where you guys give me favorable answers. Because okay. I got to say, between the ranch and the pineapples on pizza, I'm very disappointed.
I
got to
say, I'm loving this episode right now.
All right. Let me see if I can find one that's safe.
I'm crying.
I
shouldn't have touched my eye. Crap.
No.
Shitification.
Oh, that's a lot of shitification.
Oh, my God.
Also, wash your hands before going to the restroom.
Oh, no. So story time. So at the police department, I worked midnights and we did a lot of stupid shit. So one of the things you do is all rookies, and rookies always start on midnights, which is why I love midnights. Rookies They take OC spray, which is oxalis capsicum, something. I forget the exact. It's capsicum. So they take it and they spray it across the forehead, and they have to keep their eyes open for 40 seconds. So, of course, I work midnight, so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to do it too. Why not? That was fun. Still less painful than this. Tyler, fuck you. I love you. And then also we did – have you guys ever heard the term riding the buffalo?
Riding the goat, but
that's so different. Okay. So taser, when the taser, when they shoot you with the taser, they shot a buffalo, and the buffalo was able to last 5 seconds before keeling over. So when they tase you, if you can last the 5 seconds, they call it riding the buffalo.
Mm. Oh, okay.
At least when I retired in 2009, of the 2,000 officers that worked at the City of Miami Police Department, one person had ridden the buffalo. You. That's how strong the taser. No, it wasn't me. I wish I could be like, yeah, dog. But like, if this wasn't live and like on YouTube forever, I'd probably bullshit. The fish was this big. No, but no, I did not survive the buffalo. Okay. You start on your knees, and it was like 2.5 seconds. I was like, and then you fall over in the least manly way possible.
Did the guy that survived happen to get the cocaine?
Everybody survived. I should say that. Everybody survived. It was how long? So you start off on your knees in a kneeling position, and they tape the leads to you on your back, and then they shock it, and inevitably you say, and then you just fall over on a mat, on a padded
Nobody's died from being tased before.
No.
Not at the City of Miami Police Department. Let's go with that. Let's see.
Keep going. I love it.
You're not going to say something. No, I don't. I want to get this away. Tom is my friend. Brett is my friend. You know. All right. all right. Tom, dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Oh.
Brett?
Milk.
Milk. Thank you. Finally, one that agrees with me. Milk chocolate is for people that enjoy chocolate. Dark chocolate is for people that hate themselves.
All right, so now I have a question for you guys.
Hold on. Given the hot sauce, that lines up, doesn't it?
Dark chocolate is for old people. Mm.
See, I can't say that you would pick no chocolate. You pick vanilla. So I can't say dark. I can't agree with you, Tom or Brett, publicly because my wife watches this show and she likes dark chocolate. And yeah. I go home to her after this. So
yeah, I'm glad no one said white chocolate because that's not really chocolate anyways.
I like white chocolate. I just prefer milk chocolate better. Yeah, white chocolate is just man. Whatever.
A nice Hershey's, you know, or Nestle.
Let's see,
or
we have some chat. Oh. White chocolate can't hurt you. Actually, okay, so.
Yes, it can, actually.
Really?
No.
I'd love to see that one. Like, I don't want anybody to die, but I'd love to see that one story of, like, and you know it's going to be Florida Man. Florida Man passes away from eating white chocolate, like world's finest chocolate, and he croaked. No. All right. So speaking of salty sweet, I do love sweet and spicy. So like jalapeno, like spicy and chocolate goes together so freaking well. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Now, instant bathroom time. No question about that.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. No. You can't pass the Martin Keir one and just like go like that. Come back. Go back, Simon.
Yeah, I remember that.
Simon, back one. That's
not. No, that's us.
No, get off there.
I'm having technical difficulties.
Bro, you got one job, which is all the jobs I tell you to do.
Oh, like, my God. He's so frozen right now. Oh, man.
You got to get him a better background.
Matt so, Squirrel, take
we're working on it. We're working on it. He just started working from here. He's moving. His background previously was a white wall. It looked like a serial killer's room. Like, if you've seen the Dahmer documentary on Netflix,
yep.
Simon could have been that guy. I'm just saying.
Oh, my word.
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, total shitification. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, dang it.
All right. Anyway, we got to see. Right. What how would hold we rate on, the, before, hot, before, the hot
yes,
sauce?
Yes. Thank you. That's where I was going with this.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go. Like,
well, wait, it's green. Like, isn't Simon supposed to throw something here?
I'm not paying attention to that. Simon's sleeping right now. He has his night-night time. So, all right. So, I want to hear from you, Danny, because you had all three. Rate these with the highest number being the one you would have again.
Mustard.
Which is the inner beauty.
Inner beauty. Because you're a beautiful motherfucker. This, Marie, Smokey Marie. And then that shit go on fire. Back to wherever it came from. I don't think it's testing.
All right, Brett, since you are not the absolute insane animal that Tom is, which one do you like the most?
I like the smoking marine. Okay. The inner beauty isn't bad, but believe it or not, it's a little too mustardy for me. That's okay. Not a word.
Oh, okay. It is very strong mustard.
The smoking very, marine. Very strong mustard. Yeah.
So it's fair to say if you prefer like the mustard base, you'll probably prefer the inner beauty.
Yeah. Absolutely. But if you like a smoky flavor, this is it, yes, right?
That was absolutely
good. No, it's good. Absolutely. I mean, they're both good.
They're both good. These are two that I'm going to use again.
I mean, like, it's funny because I know Brittany's in the chat. I don't know if she's still in there, but.
Oh, she's there. She's there.
I actually never had mustard based barbecue sauce until I met her. And then I just fell in love with it. I love it. I mean, it's good. It's really good.
Okay. So St. Louis barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Or Memphis barbecue.
Ooh, so I want to hear this one.
Do you know the difference?
I do.
Yeah. St. Louis being a cities. Dry rub,
cities.
Memphis being a wet
dry.
Rub.
Yeah. I do prefer dry. I do prefer do dry really? Rub.
Oh,
I
do that's so dry disgusting.
Rub. I do prefer dry
rub. Brett, you're a man of honor. What do you like better, dude?
Tom, I think you're the man of honor.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Brett's like, that's not me. Like, what the fuck?
I have no honor.
I like a good saucy one. I make both, though, because, I mean, when I make my meats, I do a dry rub. I've done a wet one. I go back and forth. I do enjoy both of them. Probably prefer a wet rub more. Like the good. I like a good saucy, vinegary sauce.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys... I will say that. I do love a good vinegar sauce. I do appreciate a lot of molasses. I appreciate a good meat rub, but for ribs, I like wet.
So if you're talking about dry rub, cooking it up, smoking it, and everything,
like
and
I'm just saying, if I was Cardi
if you're gonna,
B,
if you're gonna like
be
at
some
the
wet
end,
ass ribs,
right? But if you're like smoking and everything, and you want to give it some like char and grill, then you sauce it up and then just do a quick little.
Oh, you have to, sear it after you put the sauce because that's what caramelizes it. Absolutely, right. Yeah.
Okay, then yes, I like. I thought you were talking about straight up, just like.
No. I'm not talking like sauce after you take it off the barbecue.
Brisket's dry rub.
I'm talking about sauce and then put it back on the fire.
Okay, yeah. No, I
want it sticky. I want that sticky, yes.
Yeah, but if I do a brisket, it's like 8 to 9 hours, maybe 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be dry rub.
Yeah, yeah. Tom likes
well, that, to smoke his meat. If you're going to put it in for a while. And just
it's a fattier meat, so you're going to get more.
So let me ask you, what do you use for your binder? Are you using mayonnaise? Are you using mustard? What are you using?
For the binder?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm none. I'm
no binder? Like,
no.
For the dry rub? You don't need a binder for the dry rub.
Not for the dry rub.
If you're smoking
I've always
it.
Done a binder. Yeah.
No. You get it moist enough, you don't need a binder at all. Yep. That actually takes away from the flavor.
You first have the meat, so everything drips out of it. So the first 4 to 5 hours of smoking, the meat is just out there, hanging on the rack, juices dripping off of it on purpose. And then you get the bark. You get like a really good millimeter or so, mm-hmm. maybe 2 millimeters of bark where it's almost crusty. Then you wrap it with aluminum foil
with
the next
paper.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But that's to keep the moisture in.
I need
to
call out, the chat is going absolutely wild right now, starting with your wife saying, give me the sauce. And then we have Christopher Schlagda saying, you need to sign up for OnlyFans. And then you have Ashley calling
me out. Hey, Christopher, what the fuck? That's my wife, bro.
Actually saying, I want the Sticky Ray 2023, which I own. I'm good with that. And then Steven with OnlyPans. Have you guys seen OnlyPans?
OnlyPans?
I forget this woman's name. She is awesome. So she does a TikTok thing called OnlyPans. I'm pretty sure she's on Instagram and YouTube and stuff too. I feel bad. I'm forgetting her name. So she does OnlyPans, but she does like recipes within 3 minutes, whatever. But it has sexual innuendos going into it. It's just funny though. They're not cringy sexy. They're like, funny. You know, I hope you're horngry, that kind of shit. You know,
that's
what I
mean? Smart. That's just talking building about, up on the.
No, like, she's an attractive woman. She's playing like. I get it. I get it.
Oh, okay.
Like I would too. I'd be like, you know, only nipples if I could, whatever. But her stuff that she cooks is phenomenal. like absolutely really good. The stuff that she cooks.
So you watched it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's on TikTok, dude. It's the
bring it up, man.
I watch TikTok. It is what it is. Yeah, the Chinese have all my stuff. Balsamic vinegar. Yeah. I love a balsamic vinegar glaze.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yes.
One of my favorite things. Right? One of my favorite things in the world. Take some chicken, like put some glaze on it with some like a arugula or some kind of greens or some kind of spinach. Oh, that's the shit right there. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you. I think.
Thank you, guys. This is a great therapy session because I'm totally forgetting about all that spice I had earlier.
Right here, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Actually, there it goes.
But I'm going to do this. I love this little mustard sauce.
Actually, the mustard sauce is not that good.
But it's what? Good. It's good.
Not that good.
I mean, it's enjoyable.
I like it.
No, it is all right. Like I said earlier, it's good. Like if you're gonna do like a marinade with a specific mustard barbecue sauce, you put a little bit of that in it with that. I think it's good. I think it's
so. Real quick, you guys aren't on TikTok, right? But you do. Have you done any YouTube Shorts?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of YouTube Shorts. I can matter of fact, YouTube just announced I can monetize them, and one of them made 23 so far.
Yeah,
Simon, that's the cue. Simon, that's the cue.
No, we do so much shit on Tech Bar. Like, we've gotten demonetized so many times, which we don't go for monetization, so it's okay. But, we've got demonetized. Simon, how many times have we had strikes? It's at least two, for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We used to play music and stuff. And, Simon, are you alive?
That'll do it.
Simon's not doing the sauce.
Wait, Simon, are you still here?
Hi, Simon. Okay, bye, Simon. So
he had to run back to the camera.
Well, because you guys can't see it, but like I can see in the green screen and in the green room, and I can see Simon. You guys use Tom, you use Restream, right? Or StreamYard?
I'm using StreamYard right now. I've thought about looking at Restream to see what the differences are and where the advantages are, but StreamYard works, and I've been using it.
It's funny because we left StreamYard for Restream last year because there were certain features we needed, like motion graphics in the background, some stuff like a separate chat client so you can do certain things. And then StreamYard has added a bunch of stuff, including webinars. And they reached out to me Monday, and they were like, because I told them why we were canceling. And they reached out to me, and they asked us to go back. So we may do a couple episodes on StreamYard because they really want us to come back.
I don't mind StreamYard. I like using it. It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very easy. Yeah. No, I have nothing against them. It was just like,
if he, and neither had the shows we do.
Yeah. And like a lot of your shows also are like only one and two person shows. They're not a lot of our shows have multiple people on them. And we have a pretty decent sized staff. So our needs become more and more complex over and over again. And yeah, I do whatever you want. I just want another excuse to eat this mustard sauce.
All right, cool. So all right. Pretend I'm Simon. Wait a minute. Okay, now I'm what's Simon. All right. No, I'm Simon right now. I'm trying to,
You're Simon at IT Nation Connect, right?
Brett, did you look down when you were in a group with us?
No, Simon's cool. You guys quit picking on him, man. He's a cool dude. He's a dude, man. Okay?
I know, but he loves
That's it. Not cool, guys. That's not cool.
I'm sticking up for you, buddy. I'm sticking up for you.
All right, Simon.
I think I can take all y'all.
How tall are you, Brett?
6'2".
Brett's 6'2", and he's the shortest of all the siblings.
Wow.
Whoa. I have 5 older brothers, 2 older sisters, and I'm not shorter than the sisters, I promise you that. But the 5 older brothers,
I'm
the shortest.
I'm 6'1". My cousins are 6'3", and 6'5". And then AJ is not short either. AJ is tall as shit too, right?
He's not watching, but he's shrinking.
I get that he's shrinking, but he's at least 6'2", right?
Oh my god.
Nah, he's probably closer to 6 now.
Okay. So I used to be like the tall one, and then like our cousins, like make me feel like a tiny guy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I feel your pain, Brett. I get it.
I'm the shortest of my family and the boys. It sucks. And I have the most hair loss of my family too, which really sucks.
Hey, what if I tell Simon? What's up, Simon?
What if I tell you that I'm the tallest from my family?
Hey, Simon, don't go anywhere. Hold on. You
that would be why we never met them.
Out of all the group here, you're the man.
Thank you, Brett. Thank
you. You're too nice. You're too nice, Brett.
Can I use a little finger here?
We have to take up the time and teach him to sit up for himself. Okay. Chris is my new friend. Chris is my buddy. I'm assuming that's one of the LTS, whatchamacallit, followers, right?
Chris, yes.
Okay, Chris, you're one of my people now, bro. I appreciate the fuck out of you. You're awesome, dude. Like,
dude, why does Simon take this from you?
I think silently likes it.
So Simon's the type that nothing really bothers him, and he likes going with the flow. I mean, that's why everybody knows he likes milk. Because I just made one comment.
Oh my god!
And IT Nation Secure, and Simon just kept going.
You've never done one thing ever.
Well, really? I did stop, right, Simon? I mean, I did stop. Yeah.
Okay, so but Brett, did you get to hear the milk story?
No, I have not heard the milk story. I got to hear this.
Simon, it's a tale of woe. It's so it was the best of times, and it was the worst. No, I'm kidding. There's like a whole generation that has no idea what I'm talking about. All right. Simon, do you know what I'm saying when in the best of times and the worst of times?
I do.
Definitely not. Definitely.
Yeah,
not.
Because we came up in the same. Yes. Okay. All right.
We're old. We had to read that book.
Same. All right. So we're talking about Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. All right. Which is actually a pretty fucking. It's a great book. Seriously. All right.
It's a great movie.
So we go to IT Nation Secure, and somehow they're at a bar. And I don't want to name names, but he has a ponytail, and he has poor choice in chocolate, and he orders milk for Simon. And as funny as that was, that could have been a one and done. However, anybody that's ever met Danny ever knows he doesn't do one and done. Now, to be fair, neither do I. But
he's that
you
guy.
Go where this continues?
Well, I think there's some discrepancies there, and I'll explain why. The Go only ahead. Reason
I will have
I
my
conk
with my inner beauty.
The only reason I did it is because it was myself, Simon, and Alex that was there as well. And we were just having drinks. And then the only person that got asked ID was Simon. And then I made it as a joke on the second round, hey, get him a milk instead. But we had other ConnectWise people with us. And they know that I ordered him milk and he got milk. And we took pictures of him drinking milk. Then said person, no names, the next day started bringing milk to Simon, and then it became a thing. But yes, I did initiate it. I did not keep it going much.
Mm. Yeah, much. Steven, Simon is not my son. He's Tony Francisco's long-lost son. Right, Simon?
Wait a minute. Is Simon you and Tony's next?
I have a question for Simon. Simon, are you lactose intolerant?
That would be
the irony.
Because that would make this story better. Really funny.
Because that would make his tummy want to do what my tummy wants to do right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even thinking about it. Not even
put a plug in it.
Do you need to go?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right, so Simon, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's time for our next segment, which is a game that we like to play here at the Tech Bar, one of our fan favorites, which is called Florida, Not Florida.
Florida, Not Florida.
No, you can have it, dude.
No, I got mine.
So, hey, it's Florida or Not Florida. All right.
So Tom has played this before. Brett, I'm not sure if you've played it, you've watched it. The rules are very simple. We're going to be showing a headline, and you basically have to guess whether it happened in Florida.
Who's answering in this group here, me or Tom?
No, it's everybody's playing.
We're going to go one by one.
I'm not going to be the only stupid one, though.
Oh, no, I'm usually the stupid one. Followed by the stupid one, followed by the other stupid ones.
At the end of the day, really, it's either Florida or anywhere else in the universe.
No, that's not true, because Danny usually calls out the city that it occurs in.
When I say Florida.
True.
Okay. All right, so man attempts to rob a grocery store with a stapler.
We'll go with Florida.
I'm going to say not Florida.
Oh, no, that's not a grocery store.
Maybe he bought it at Staples.
That's true. That would, was it a red stapler? That would be phenomenal.
Oh, not yeah, red one would be Office Space.
Where's my stapler?
It's no stapler. My stapler. Oh my, all right, Brett, what do you say? Florida or not Florida, man?
I'm saying not Florida. Shitification.
Tom?
Not Florida.
Wait, you said Florida.
I really hope it's not Florida.
Daniel Arizona.
I'm going to go with not Florida.
I'm going to own my roots. That man is from Florida, and I may have gone to high school with him.
No. If anything, he's going to be like Danny Central.
Danny says that because Danny went to high school with me.
So. That's going to be like Central or Northern Florida.
You want to try a little more of a...
Nope, I'm good.
All right, Simon, what is this, man?
What?
Florida man.
What in Miami?
In Publix.
Miami.
Oh. What?
No, pub sub for the win.
In Miami?
That dude was going for a pub sub. Guaranteed.
I guess the word attempt was the operative word.
Yeah, no, we're not successful at shit.
Hey, Simon, before we go on to the next one, what township in this? This is what like township? Homestead.
I'm going to need to know his zip code plus four.
I need something.
He needs to know if that is near where he's moving to. That's what it is.
No, because I'm moving out of here. You could have the stapler bandit. I don't want that. Okay. All right. So thanks, Simon. So woman sues bar after getting so drunk she blew up 10 million.
Whoa. Go back.
What the? What are you doing?
Bro?
You got to retype that.
No, I'll bring it back. Because Matt Fox is in the green room saying, "Is someone giving my team a hard time?" And then Simon completely screws the pooch.
Matt, you did it. I blame this on you.
How you doing?
Matt, we never had this issue.
My boss made me nervous. All right, hold on. Jeez. Let's do this.
Florida.
Florida, Miami-Dade County. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Woman sues bar after getting so drunk, she blew up $10 million home.
Florida has a lot of $10 million homes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not going to see a lot of $10 million homes in the middle of nowhere.
You're not going to find them in Detroit.
New York, it could be.
That's true.
And we have a lot of $10 million homes. We have a ridiculous amount.
It's California or Florida. We'll go with Florida.
I'm going to say that's in California because people suing people, that happens in California all the time.
It's a national pastime there.
That it totally is.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you because it's not the blow up $10 million home. That's not the surprising part because that could absolutely be Florida. It's the lawsuit after the fact.
Yes.
It's your fault. I did something California. Stupid.
It's the frivolous. No, the lawsuit
after the fact does make sense. Florida is like, hey, listen, let me see what I can do.
Shit, that could happen.
I'm hung up on the $10 million.
So you're saying somebody in Florida was articulate enough to go to an attorney, find an attorney that would find the facts worthy of a lawsuit for this?
Well, you got to figure at this point, no matter where the attorney is, he's like, hey, listen, if I win, I win.
Because this is going to be an over-serving thing. This is going to be a Prop 94, everything will give you cancer kind of California thing.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Yes.
Actually, that's a good point.
I don't even know if it's Prop 94 somewhere.
This is Bay Area shit, California.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This was a twin studio in Bay Area that was 10 million.
800 square feet.
This was in Palo Alto.
I love hearing about like the Google engineers that make $400,000 a year and live in the parking lot in like a car or an RV just to save money because they can't afford to live anywhere in Bay Area. Yeah. Okay, Simon, what is this, dude? Do you know? Is Simon alive?
Okay, so this is actually a curveball, and this one was for our friend Steven. So this was actually in Canada.
Whoa!
Canada.
Oh. Okay, so...
Wait, so was it a $10 million home or a $10 million loony home?
U.S. dollars.
No, I don't... Okay, it does have the U.S. dollar thing. So that lot doesn't look like a $10 million lot. So I would say the abbreviation for California CA, so I win.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I'm with you. I'm with
is
you.
Really?
No, that's fair. That's there's only one state that matches.
I love her picture too, because she's obviously a very pretty person, but like also she's just smiling like I fucked some shit up. Like yeah. It looks like she's
and I might get that. Paid for it.
Yeah. That is phenomenal. I want to know if she won. Simon, can you do some research? Can you figure out if she won? Wait.
They London, Ontario.
Is that like Miami, Georgia? Is that like
Isn't it Ohio? Miami, Ohio.
There's a Miami, Ohio. There's three Miamis in the US, as far as I know. And then there's a Paris, Texas, and a Paris, Georgia, I think. And then there's the town of London and the city of London in England. Do you know that?
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not.
Yes, know that. The town of London is not the city of London.
Do it's they all talk like
we're not? No. Oh, Jesus.
Hello there.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I'm not, all right. Not doing we that. Had Martin on. We're not going to do the British accent. Yeah, Simon, please take us to the next one, dude.
You don't like British accents?
No, I have nothing against British accent. Like, there's the really refined, intelligent-sounding British accent. And then there's the Cockney accent that sounds like you were drunk in Cape Florida. I love the Cockney accent.
That's my favorite one right there.
And Danny always sounds like the Cockney one.
That's what I go for every time.
He does. All right.
Man used 87-year-old woman as a mop to clean up dog urine.
That has to be Florida.
Florida.
That is Florida. That is Florida.
That was a Rottweiler.
All the 87-year-old women are in Florida.
First of all, Florida has 90% of the people over 80 years old in the United States of America. It's a completely made-up stat, but we're going to go with it.
I believe it's true. I've been there.
A lot of blue hair.
Ray's the only young guy there, man.
I'm the one young guy. I appreciate you saying that. Jack says, no way it's Florida. Oh, bless your heart, Jack. Look at Martin. Martin's saying he tries, talking about your accent. We should get, like, that should be a game on a future tech bar of, like, you know how we did Kelvin, like, saying words and then us trying to, like, pronounce them? We should do Martin saying phrases and then you trying to say the phrase and see who's better.
If I knew another language, I'd do that and try to make you say cuss words.
Well, I because Martin's legit British.
Yeah.
And then he's been Florida man for years and years. So, okay. Jack says, no way it's not Florida.
Well, Jack, remember, it's an 87-year-old woman. It might be Florida.
You got to look at the law is...
You move from New York to Florida, and then you complain about how New York was better. That's the law. And then you break your hip. So, all right, Brett, what do we got here? Florida, not Florida.
That's definitely Florida. Operative word. 87-year-old.
87-year-old.
I can't say I disagree with you. Tom?
Florida.
Florida. Danny?
Florida.
See, now I don't want to say Florida, but I think Florida is the right answer. Is there any non-Floridas in the chat? Any of you guys?
What's the bunch of them?
So Chris says, my new buddy, says, I can't see Florida man having the decency to clean up after his dog. Oh, damn.
Martin wants me to pronounce a word.
Okay, so let's do this, and then we'll pronounce a word. Actually, why don't you do this, and that's the teaser for the answer to this.
Easy. Worcestershire.
Wash your sister.
Wash your sister.
All right.
Yes, that's how I said it, Jack.
All right, Simon, is this Florida or not Florida, dude?
It's all right. I'm sorry, guys. I don't normally check out, but I need to find out where Escambia counts.
Yeah, I've never heard of Escambia. First of all, don't say you never check out because there's evidence.
Well, I mean, so, hot sauce not related.
So Jack says Worcestershire. Ashley says Worcestershire, which are great microphones, by the way. Tom, can we hear you say this amazing word?
Worcestershire sauce.
There you go. Brett?
Worcestershire.
So there's, I'm going to put it in chat.
I got a word for you.
I bet you do. So
I know,
this
I really
is
do.
A city in Massachusetts. Can you pronounce that city? Either of you two.
Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
It's Worcester. It's Worcester.
Worcester?
Yeah.
And that's where?
In Massachusetts, where the mass holes live.
Oh, they forget to pronounce things like that, like in Boston.
Right. It's like Boston. It's like
Boston.
Like Jua.
Chowder.
We go to the ballpark.
Actually, Simon, have we Worcester? Yeah, there you go. Fucking. We got Chris and Martin saying Worcester.
Worcester.
Martin, it's Worcester. Worcester. Oh, I did too much.
Right. Worcestershire. That's too much work.
Sounds a place.
All right. You know what's not too much work? Man arrested after holding pizza delivery driver hostage for forgetting his. Okay, first of all, anybody that's ordered Uber drinks has been in this situation, or Uber Eats, whatever. Brett, what do you say, bro?
Oh. Definitely downriver Michigan.
Yes. That happened like right down the street from where
that
I live.
Only happened here.
It happened in the adjacent city.
I'm not kidding. That is here.
Hey, yep. This happened. It was last Thursday. The dude's name was Keith. No.
Well, they arrested a girl. She shot at the guy too. Brandished a weapon, shot at the guy in front of her kids. And then she got mad when they arrested her.
So the real question here is, and I get those are all very horrible things. I get that. Yeah. But the real question for me is this. Was it a chain restaurant or was it a mom and pop?
Yeah, I agree with you. A chain mom and pop, you just don't do that stuff, too.
No, you wouldn't do that. We order from a place locally called Tony's that it's literally a family that runs it. They take vacation and they will close the shop for 2 weeks. Drives me fucking nuts. They will not pay for call waiting. I have offered to give them free phone service. Just said they would have call waiting so I could order pizza. And that's a true story, by the way. But they're phenomenal. But I treat their delivery drivers. Like, that dude's a member of the family. I would never fuck with that guy. But if it's Domino's, you're delivering shit, you're getting shit. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Tom, what do you say, man?
We'll go to Florida.
Well, no, you no. happened here.
I mean, it did happen here. So
Brett's like, don't you remember? This was story. You.
We literally just this was talked you. About this.
Yeah, I guess not Florida.
Oh my God.
What's our word? Shitticize?
Shitification.
Shitification. There you go.
Shitification of things.
You got a drink, Tom.
All right.
I got to get another beer.
Well, so you say Florida. Danny, what do you say?
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with how you got to your answer. I'm going to go with, did the pizza have pineapple on it or not?
So that's a different reason to hold.
Oh, so you're saying you're saying they were pissed about the pineapple, and then the drink was the icing on the cake, and then it went nuclear.
Exactly.
Kind of like this fucking sauce, Tyler. I hate you. I love you. All right, we'll move on. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say not Florida.
I have to. So we just had a Florida. I'm gonna do some psychological shit, right? Like. Simon likes to throw these things. No, Simon doesn't put that much thought into it. I was going to say, like, he just won Florida, won not Florida. I'm going to go with Michigan. I'm going to say this is Michigan.
Yeah, oh.
Come on, Simon. Tell us what it is.
Simon's going to be like, it's Hialeah.
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It was Matt Connolly, for sure.
Matt Connolly.
Matt, you've been called out.
Matt Connolly, that's it. You tell that guy I say hi.
Oh, he's a good guy. We don't give him nearly enough.
All right. So
Matt is my favorite person there, Ray. Sorry.
Say again?
Matt is my favorite person there.
I get it. Hold on. Wait, no. You know why? You know why it is? You've never talked to Alex, right? Because you went straight to Matt.
I did. You notice that? I went straight to Matt, and now Alex is talking to my – because I just what I do, man. Matt is who I first met.
Matt, before you, Ray.
I met Matt.
I get it. I get – no, I completely get it. And that's my fault because you guys, like, you're friends and family, so it's a little different. So, like, the bandwidth DDoS shit happened, and Tom and I were like – and I forgot the gentleman, one of your texts was like, help, and we were helping him migrate a bunch of shit.
That was Eric. Can I say something about that? Hold on. I got to say something about you, Ray, and all this. No. This is so for everybody listening, this will Ray saved a lot of people during that DDoS attack, and Ray deserves a freaking medal for what he did.
Oh, that's so sweet. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. So, I don't know if it'll get me past pineapple on pizza, but you're definitely just getting.
Don't turn the pineapple upside down.
There you go.
All right. So listen, I'm not going to feel so bad, but I had a little bit to do with that as well.
Yeah. No. So
yeah, but Ray had to say yes.
That's true. You are correct. Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, but you guys, no, you guys as a whole, as a company, okay, I'm going to go, let me backstep on that. As a company, you saved our assets.
I appreciate you. Let me ask you a question. So, because I know Tom's background, Brett, I know you handle the sales stuff and the business stuff. Do you have any technical background at all or no?
I have a little, but it's very limited.
Okay.
I'm the least technical person in that office. But I will dance circles around any technical salesperson. I guarantee.
Okay, so Tom will get this because we were. So Tom still does this every day. I don't, but like Tom will understand where I'm coming from. I'm a network engineer. I used to be hardcore in the tech, but running the business day to day is really what's taken over the last couple of years. So I don't get to do the deep dive technical shit because I have some really fucking smart people that work for me. Yeah. Plus Danny. It's sorry, bro.
I mean, I did get singled out, not in a good way, but
no, you're the most important person in the anyway.
That's right.
So, like, I'm serious. Like, when Tom and I started talking about doing the migrations and I started working with Eric, it was the first time I got to deep dive into like stuff I used to do 10 years ago, but I got to flex those muscles again, and I really loved it. And I was, and Tom's like, Tom and Eric are like, we don't need the CEO doing this. Like, you can have somebody else do this. I'm like, I fucking love this. This is great. Like, this is my favorite time. Like, Tom, you get me, dude, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of companies out there that at that time were suffering dramatically. And I mean, we had a handful of clients that were really saved by what you did. So for us. So I'm not sure how many stories are out there of that, but damn, it should be announced from the rooftops, man, of what your company did.
Yeah, you guys saved a lot of DDoSes.
And we even had, after Tom and I did the videos on the DDoS and the DDoS mitigation stuff, like we had Bandwidth and Cloudflare reach back out. It was the coolest shit. And I invite anybody, if you don't understand how DDoSes work and how telcos can attempt to mitigate or fail to mitigate this stuff, go watch that video because we went over in pretty good detail. That was a pretty good video.
That actually really was.
And the debrief on it was crazy because you think of Cloudflare as like one of the DDoS companies or Akamai. the large providers collaborated to survive this DDoS.
Yeah.
Like it was big.
Ridiculous. It was
they had to.
It was like on the back end because we were doing calls with Bandwidth three mm-hmm. times a week. And the number of large, I mean, when I say large, remember we're talking scale. When I say large, my background is multi-state, multi-continent networking. So like when I say large, I mean these are global companies. That we're all collaborating. There's the video. That we're all collaborating on this shit. It was amazing. It was so cool.
And correct me if I'm wrong. The number on the final debrief from Bandwidth.com was a $7 million DDoS in terms of damages.
It was ridiculous.
They had a good debrief. Well, that's still a lot of money. Think about it. Just bandwidth costs,
bandwidth.
Quantify the business.
No, they're talking about bandwidth costs were $7 million.
Wow, that's
a number. I mean, just for bandwidth.
Wow.
Well, and see, like that's kind of the point. And Ashley's one of our amazing technicians. She learned a ton of VoIP during those 2 weeks. But that was the amazing thing. Like Tom and I were the only ones covering this stuff.
Yeah.
Bandwidth does more than 50% of the VoIP throughout the United States of America. Google uses Bandwidth. Google Fi is backed by Bandwidth and other carriers, of course. But like Bandwidth is, and they were getting DDoS, which means more than 50% of the country was getting DDoS, and none of the news outlets were covering this. Mm-hmm. It was Tom and me, and that's it.
Yeah.
It was
It's such a weird thing. And we still don't really know who did it. Like someone did it as a proof of concept. Like, hey, watch me. Let me see how we can stretch the infrastructure of the United States and all the carriers just for a little while, just to do it.
Well, they did it for how many weeks did that go
on? On and off for like 2 weeks, I think.
Right. Well, but remember, it started in the UK and then went to VoIP MS and then went to Bandwidth. Like it, remember, they were targeting business hours.
Yeah.
They were targeting US business hours, East Coast business. It was crazy.
Do we know? I mean, what were the final numbers? I mean, Bandwidth had 7 million, but what was FoipMS's losses on that? I mean,
they never really did.
It had to be massive.
Oh, yeah.
And I still, this is complete conjecture. I still am of the belief this is somebody going after FoipMS.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff on the background where people, Bandwidth does have some routes into FoipMS. FoipMS uses, right. is an aggregator. They have other carriers too. But a bulk of FoipMS's stuff was Bandwidth. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I really believe they were on purpose going after VoIPMS as a target. Because
every person I've talked to since then that was on VoIPMS had that same issue. It wasn't arbitrary. It was totally every person I talked to was on VoIPMS, not on somebody else, not on yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person doing it burned all their servers. So all the bots they used got burned, which is also a weird thing because if you're doing rent for DDoS, why would you burn your sources? And you know, the rental people wouldn't let you burn them unless you paid them very well to burn them. So it's kind of just a weird
because situation. You've done other content on DDoSing and on these wide scale attacks. And it's rare for them to show all their hands at the very beginning.
Right.
And these people spent a ridiculous amount of money to just hammer and hammer and hammer. It was it was amazing. It was
it was. That was
from a technical standpoint.
Like, how are you guys doing this?
amazing what happens when you take down whatever percentage of business phones for 2 weeks. Shit.
It was rough. Yeah. All right, Garrett's here, so we can take off now.
All right, Garrett, you're coming on to take over.
Yeah, we're out. Simon, what do we got for upcoming events, dude?
Yeah, we do have several events. We have the MSP Dispatch Week wrap-up tomorrow, presented by the MSP Media Network. Fictitious Dad, Tony, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week on Wednesday, we're going to be doing the Partner First webinar with Jimmy Hatzel of QuickPass, communicating cybers that generate demand. And then on February 16th, we're back at the Tech Bar for the Valentine's special with Cynthia Schreiner and Jimmy Hatzel of QuickPass. Be in person at Ride of Boom in Dallas, Texas from the 22nd to 24th. So make sure you catch our team over there.
So Cynthia, this will be her third Valentine's Day, right? Simon, the third one where she's our special Valentine's guest.
Yep.
That's a special place of honor.
You must love her, Ray.
I love her to death. She is one of the sweetest people.
The best.
She is phenomenal. She is, awesome. She is one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life.
Even in person, it's like, oh, IT. Like,
no, just, like, I don't know. I go to like, events and just... I see her and it's like, oh, my sister's here and it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
and her husband, he's a nurse or a doctor that like he went to CDC. I forget the story, but like he went into medicine and then when like COVID happened, he decided like, I'm going to go work with infectious diseases because I want to do more. It's like, okay, that's superhero.
Awesome. Yeah. Like,
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's awesome.
So Tom Brett, unfortunately we got to wrap up cause it's already 8:28 and this flew by, but, what do you guys got coming up? What are you guys doing next?
I think I'm going to go hang out with MSP Geek. You guys kind of, peer pressured me into that, FOMO'd me into it. On YouTube, I don't know anything special we got going on, Brett.
Well, we're growing the Business Technicalities channel and really trying to get, you know, actual business topics out for the MSP and IT community.
Yeah.
It's important that we're trying to give the woes of what we've been through so that other people don't have to go down that path. Right. So that's kind of what I'm doing with Jason and a few others. It's baseball time, man. I'm a baseball freak all around. So,
Me and Jason Slagle did the updated video of, because I like doing these updated versions.
That was my original one.
That isn't your original.
Yes, it was.
I've been saying this for years. I hate my job. It's not a business plan. So that's...
Him and I did that originally like 2 years ago, and he brings it back up again and does it with Slagle to make it look better.
I love it,
ugly mug here, and then you get this dude, and it's like, oh my God.
You know what, though? I love it because... You know, as MSPs, we always preach hire the professionals, hire the experts for certain things so the experts can do their stuff. Right. And from the minute I met Tom, and for those who don't know, Tom and I are friends offline. Yeah. But from the minute I met Tom, it was, I like doing this. I don't want to do this. And so like Brett is there to do the things that Tom just doesn't want to do. Not doesn't want to do, but like get somebody that's better at those things.
Yeah.
So Tom can focus on the things he's good at.
It's funny how we met.
Like being a grandfather.
Being a grandfather. So how did you guys meet? Okay.
Wait a minute. Bite me.
That's a story I actually never, for as long as I've known you guys, I've never heard that story. How did you guys meet?
You want to tell you? Well, actually through our kids, Marcus has been walking by here every so often to get pizza. Our kids were friends in junior high together. My daughter and his son.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere with that. And
I'm just saying.
I will take you out.
There's some love and marriage and kissing in a tree.
Tom would drop off my daughter. He would pick up his son from school and then drop off my daughter on the way home. And we used to call your car the toaster, right?
Yep. I had one of those little Scion XBs, the little toaster cars.
Yeah.
So Michelle had one. Little toaster.
I spent like 26 years in the insurance industry. I own my own insurance agencies. I actually worked for a company here in Michigan, and I ran the state of Michigan for them. And then I got into business consulting. And during that time, and him and I kind of just crossed paths a couple of times and started doing consulting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was consulting and eventually landed him full time because he said, I like doing this.
Well,
there's a lot in between.
here's what Tom actually said. And I think I went too low. He says, what's it going to take for you to just run my business? And I gave him a number and he said, okay. And at that moment I said,
I didn't bid high.
I didn't say high enough.
Well, I didn't even,
I don't think there was a breath.
There wasn't. I said, okay, let's go do it.
Well, it's funny because I was doing consulting for Tom. And at the time I was doing consulting for Tom, I got headhunted by a large $3 billion credit union that wanted me to be their director of revenue. So I worked for a credit union for about a year as a director, a $3 billion credit union as a director of revenue. And
so a little smaller than Lawrence Technology.
Yeah, a little smaller than Lawrence.
And so when I got out of that again, thank God, not quote unquote, thank God, Tom and I got to talking again, and that's when he said, what's it going to take? And I think I promised Tom that I don't think I'm going to leave him again.
Yeah, so we're just keeping this ball rolling. It's been fun.
That's awesome.
It's been fun.
I love that.
Ours is much simpler.
Well,
your mom says, and then my dad says.
Where's this going?
And that's it.
And what you have just witnessed is every one of Danny's stories ever. Where I'm going to give you 30% of the conversation you need to make sense of this story. I love him to death.
I actually followed him the whole time.
I don't know. It's good that you can, because usually you need an old priest, a new priest. You need a burrow.
You need
all that.
I think that's an excellent way to wrap us up.
Yes.
Brett, thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Tom, thank you for taking it easy, because these actually were pretty freaking good.
I want these to be
Tyler, I still hate you. I love you, but I hate you. And I will bottle this up and send you a little bit.
Absolutely. I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's best that we don't do that on camera. So, guys. Thank you so much. To all the Tech Bar audience, we appreciate the shit out of you. Thanks for hanging out with us for the last 2 hours. Go see us at MSP GeekCon. Go see us at Ride a Boom. Go see us tomorrow on MSP Dispatch. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.